The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. After he had said this, Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Everyone who sees what Jesus is doing outside Jerusalem knows he will get into trouble. Everyone who sees what Jesus is doing and what's going on in this parade into town knows the trouble is coming Jesus' way. But he will be met with extreme opposition. This is not a neutral parade. People are yelling about a king. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." This Jesus of Nazareth, they are saying, is king. But the people in charge of the world, the people who are there, the political powers, the religious authorities, you know, the king, Herod, the emperor, Caesar. Jesus isn't even a governor, that's Pilate. And yet here the people cry out that Jesus is king. This is not a neutral parade, and Jesus will be met with trouble. And yet everyone who sees what Jesus is doing knows this. You see, seeing what God is up to is a major theme in this Gospel of Luke and in all of the Gospels. For those with eyes to see and those with ears to hear, the kingdom of God has come among us and our King is here. This Jesus of Nazareth is indeed Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of God, God in the flesh, bringing God's reign of peace and love and forgiveness and mercy among us. Just before this entry parade, Zacchaeus climbs up in a tree so that he can see Jesus, so that he can see what God is doing in and through Jesus. As Jesus makes his way into town, the multitude of disciples give praise to God for all of the deeds of power they have seen. They see what Jesus is doing, even though there are no trumpets playing hail to the chief and no royal trappings anywhere, but instead a plain colt. Not even the poorest of the poor are held back, but everyone is invited to draw near and proclaims that this Jesus, the Christ, is King. In fact, all of creation sees what was happening. Jesus says, if these were silent, the stones would shout out because they have seen what God is doing, the new thing God is doing in and through Christ. Will we see what God wants us to see? Will we join all creation in shouting for joy? Because this is a different kind of parade. It is a royal parade, but it doesn't look like any royal parade we would be used to seeing, whether we lived in the time of Jesus or even for us today. It's not a show of military force. Even our choir anthem today, I find it funny that in our songwriting, the writer of this song, Ride On King Jesus, wants Jesus to be on a milk white horse, not a colt. That's how we picture parades for kings. But people are laying down their cloaks, not rolling out a red carpet. They're using what they have, their voice, a branch that they can grab from a tree and the coat on their back to usher Jesus in and to celebrate him as king because they can see what's really going on. This different kind of parade helps us see what God is up to. You see, typically in a parade, people might be called to take up something, often to take up arms, to fight or to defend. When Pilate and the other military leaders would make their show of force and parade into town, there might be a call to take up arms and join their fight. After all, the parade of the Roman leaders would be shouting for the Pax Romana, which was a peace through military might and victory. So take up arms. Maybe take up your voice and put yourself first. Work for yourself. This is what you can do if you take up the cause, because it's all about you. But Jesus' followers are not called to take up anything, but to lay down. To lay down their palms and coats as an offering to God. And for the sake of the neighbor and for the whole world that God so loves. Jesus' followers are called to lay down their own interests for the interests and cause of God. To lay down our very lives for our neighbor. Jesus says there is no greater love than this. In fact, the only thing Jesus calls his followers to take up, at least that I can remember, the only thing Jesus calls his followers to take up is the cross. There could be nothing further from a call to take up arms than a call to take up the cross. To follow a path and take up a cause that leads to rejection and death because the world cannot handle the abundant, infinite grace and love of God that is for all. And so these peaceful strategies, this method of a kingdom led by love and peace brought through serving, these peaceful strategies of laying down provoke conflict and hostility. By the end of the week, Jesus will be arrested, tried, and hung on a cross to die. As the broken and derailed world is met with the judgment of God, God realigns it in such a way that everything foreign to God's kingdom is cast off. And God's holy love permeates all relationships. All that is loveless is laid down, and what is helpless is taken up. The transforming power of God's holy love is met with hostility. And yet this peaceful entry and the crowd shouting peace in heaven is followed by the violent killing of the innocent Savior. But death will not have the last word. Indeed, death has not had the last word. Jesus was raised and lives. God is doing a new thing today. Peace is coming through service, not through military or violent strength. We have seen what God is doing, and we see the new thing God is doing in Christ even now, ushering in God's reign of love and mercy and forgiveness. Not condemning the world, but loving it to life. Met with resistance and yet persisting through it, offering unending and abundant grace and love for you and for all. We have seen what God is doing. And so we have no other choice than to join all creation, even the stones around us, in shouting for joy, in singing God's praises, in joining in this movement, shouting, Hosanna, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Because we have seen what God is doing, and we will continue to see the new and abundant life God is bringing this Holy Week and beyond. So let us sing all glory, laud, and honor to you, Redeemer King.